Groups representing early childhood services and teachers are divided over calls for mandatory reporting of suspected child abuse, but united in their belief that teachers need more training. They say judging when to report a family to Oranga Tamariki or police is a fine line. And some worry compulsory reporting could damage relationships with families and be used to shut down early childhood centres. Dame Karen Potassi's report following the murder of 5-year-old Malachi Subic by his caregiver recommended mandatory reporting as well as compulsory training. Here's our education correspondent John Gerritsen.
Before Malachi turned 5 and left Abbey's Place Centre in Tauranga, his teachers noticed injuries but did not report them and did not follow their own policies for dealing with the signs of abuse. Dame Karen Potassi highlighted that failing, saying now is the time to grasp the need for mandatory reporting. The Early Childhood Council represents mostly privately owned services, and Chief Executive Simon Lauber says it's almost inevitable every centre will enrol a child suffering abuse.
If you look at the statistics across New Zealand, the child abuse statistics, they're horrific. So that means that, you know, if you spread them out across the country, pretty much every centre should have touched child abuse in some shape or form at some point because it's so prevalent.
But he says mandatory reporting is not the answer.
The inherent problem with this is it's about suspected abuse, so it's always going to be the grey area. And so what we're saying, and it's kind of a variation on mandatory reporting, is just give teachers legal protection so that they can report it without, you know, a bit like whistleblower type protections, without getting into trouble.
The Union for Primary and Kindergarten Teachers, NZEI, says mandatory reporting could create perverse consequences and the government should improve protection for children by providing courses for teachers. But one of the country's main early childhood teacher training institutes, which also represents early learning services, backs Dame Karen's call. Kathy Wolfe from Te Rito Maioha says teachers will also need training because they sometimes find it hard to know if they should report their suspicions to Oranga Tamariki or the police.
There's definitely services that have done right by children, but then there's also been experiences where it's kind of fallen a bit awry because it turns out that the child was not subject to abuse. So it's very delicate for our services out there and how this needs to be dealt with. And I think that's where the education comes in.
Willow Duffy from child protection charity Safeguarding Children says the people her organisation has trained don't have any doubts about when to report suspected abuse.
They say nothing would stop them. So when they've got clarity and they understand what the signs of abuse and neglect are and how to respond to it, and they understand how to share information and that they can share information, and they understand how to respond to disclosures, they're very clear.
She says there's no requirement for abuse training, and that's a huge gap in the system.
You will get some organisations, schools, ECE centres or whatever, who actually put that into their budget, that make it a priority, that their staff have training. But you'll get other organisations that only act upon that when they've been burned.
Willow Duffy says training should be compulsory for teachers, and it's arguably more important than mandatory reporting.